A student was shot and injured Thursday morning at the Alpine High School sometime after 9 o'clock. The suspected shooter was later found dead from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Brewster County authorities haven't released identities of either the victim or the shooter, but other news reports and friends of the victim contacted in Alpine say both are female. Sol Ross State University in Alpine was later placed on lockdown after authorities received a bomb threat. Bomb threats were also reported in the town of Marathon, east of Alpine, and at the hospital in Alpine, where the victim of the earlier shooting was transferred to. Police cleared the scene in Marathon, but were still on the scene at the other locations around 2 p.m. Yvonne Herrera is a staff member at Sol Ross. She described what happened when the lockdown notice came in.
We all went into a separate office. We turned off all the lights, and they just told us to sit low, don't have our cell phones on, and just be as quiet as we can, and just continue to listen to the radio to see what was going on.
As police helicopters flew overhead, monitoring the scene, along with a heavy law enforcement presence on the ground, she described the experience.
Oh, I was very concerned more than anything, sir, about my grandkids. I have two grandsons that are in middle school, and it just very concerned, sir.
It's not yet clear what connections there are or aren't between the threats and the high school shooting, but residents of this small town where violence and crime are rare have certainly been on edge through the day. In West Texas, I'm Travis Bubenik.